Well, for the second time this week, there is a major development in the fight to hold pharmaceutical companies responsible for the deadly opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma is reportedly offering up to $12 billion to settle 2,000 lawsuits brought by local governments. The suits claim that the maker of OxyContin used deceptive sales and marketing tactics that helped fuel addiction. It's the same argument that convinced a judge in Oklahoma this week to order Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million in a landmark legal case. Casey Ross is covering this story for the health and medicine publication Stat. Casey, it's good to speak with you.
Happy to be with you.
And what else can you tell us about the terms of this Purdue settlement?
Well, it's a large amount of money, and it would be distributed between cities and towns and states and Indian tribes that have been affected by the epidemic. It's a significant amount of money, but it's unlikely to pay for the full burden of the addiction and related problems that these communities are facing and will continue to face for some time. Out of that money, about $3 billion comes directly from the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma and founded this company. As part of the settlement, they would no longer have involvement in Purdue Pharma. All of the profits from the sale of drugs through Purdue Pharma would be used to fund the settlement. So it's a significant amount of money and a significant amount of pain for this family in terms of the monetary contribution they're making, but one still has to wonder how much of their fortune are they giving up to fund this.
And the company would file for bankruptcy. It would also be restructured into something called a public benefit trust, which, as you described, that means the sale of the drugs would be used to pay part of the settlement. But would it mean the end of these thousands of lawsuits against the company? Could they now put that behind them?
That would be the goal of the settlement, would be to finally end this. That's what Purdue Pharma wants to achieve here. So this would be a global settlement that would, in all likelihood, resolve all claims and future claims.
Okay. So Stat had a big scoop this week related to Purdue's many lawsuits. After a long legal battle, the state Supreme Court in Kentucky said that documents related to a lawsuit there would be released, and Stat and ProPublica also obtained video of a deposition of Richard Sackler, the top Purdue executive. Here he is responding to a question from a lawyer.
Do you know how much the Sackler family has made off the sale of OxyContin?
I don't know.
But fair to say it's over $1 billion?
It would be fair to say that, yes.
Do you know if it's over $10 billion?
I don't think so.
You know if it's over $5 billion?
I don't know.
And here's Sackler responding to the success of the company's painkiller OxyContin.
It was true that I was very gladdened to see that OxyContin was meeting with such a strong positive reception by both physicians and patients.
Casey, what's the significance of hearing from a member of the Sackler family like this?
Well, we've never heard from Dr. Richard Sackler or any member of the family before. So the significance and the reason that Stat pursued this petition to unseal this information is to finally get answers directly from the family and from this company, which have so far been shielded from the public entirely. So this is really the only known instance of Dr. Sackler being deposed and answering these questions finally directly.
And what else did you learn in those documents and in this video?
Well, we're still waiting for the documents to be unsealed. I went to the courthouse this week after they were ordered unsealed, but there still is some bureaucracy that has to play out to finally get the documents to be made public. They're still kept in sealed file folders that I was not able to open. So there are still a lot of internal company communications surrounding the marketing and sale of these products, as well as the science. What did the science, the clinical studies show about the level of addiction risk that these patients were facing, and when did the company know about it? Basically, these documents will answer who knew what when, and could something have been done about this to prevent this epidemic from taking root in communities the way that it did?
News of this settlement became public in the same week that this judge in Oklahoma ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million for that company's role in the opioid crisis. We've been covering that story here on the program. Is your sense that the tables are starting to turn against Big Pharma?
I think we're finally beginning to see consequences and resolution to these matters after, you know, many decades of addiction and of allegations and of running away from those allegations by these companies. I think we are getting to the point where we're finally going to see some payback from these companies for the harm that they've caused. Whether it will be enough to address these concerns, these problems fulsomely and really help people in these communities remains to be seen.
That's Casey Ross with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Casey, thanks for your reporting.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.